This call is being recorded.
So thank you everybody for being on the call. I have a few announcements to share with you, and then we'll proceed with some statistics. And I want to talk about placebo today, and I want to talk about share some health statements, and then we'll move into talking about cancer. In my world, there is no such thing as cancer. There is only injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Or, repeating that in a different format, there is only a toxic overload, a nutritional deficiency, and mental, emotional stress, and an injury. So, I want to share announcements first. As you know, I am on tour with Nature Sunshine. I even forgot the name of my, I think it's about enhancing your, this is my title. It's about vitality. Oh, it just means secrets to your, astounding secrets for your vitality. I'm on tour with Nature Sunshine, so April 23rd, I will be in Winnipeg. So those people that are in the Winnipeg area, we'd love to see you. Phone your friends, tell them to come out. On April 24th, I'm in Saskatoon, and I think we already have 10 people registered for Saskatoon. On April 25th, I'm in St. Albert, Alberta, and Emily is here. She's attending. I can hardly wait to meet you, Emily. And on the 26th of April, I'm in Red Deer, Alberta. For those people that are in the Calgary area, they can attend the Red Deer event. On April 27th, I'm in Vancouver at the Holiday Inn Express in Metrotown, actually Burnaby. And on April 28th, Saturday, I'm in Kelowna at the Ramada Inn. Get your friends to attend these things. This is a different way of thinking. I've prepared an awesome PowerPoint. I know you'll love it. So I want to start off this evening with placebos. That's kind of what I'd like to talk about. So I just want to say that here's a story that indicates the power of your mind. And many of the doctors know the story of Mr. Wright. He was found to have cancer in 1957, and he was only given days to live. And he was hospitalized in Long Beach, California. He had tumors the size of oranges. And he had heard that there were scientists that had discovered a horse serum that appeared to be effective against cancer. So he begged his doctor to receive this horse serum. And so his physician, Dr. West, finally agreed and gave Mr. Wright an injection on a Friday afternoon. The following Monday, the astonished doctor found his patient out of his deathbed, joking with the nurses. The tumors, the doctor wrote later, had melted like snowballs on a hot stove. The power of the mind in healing. Mm-hmm. Next one. Doctors in Texas are presently conducting a study of arthroscopic knee surgery that uses general anesthesia, in which patients with sore, worn knees are assigned to one of three operations: scraping out the knee joint, washing out the joint, or doing nothing. In the nothing operation, doctors anesthetize the patient, making three little cuts in the knee as if to insert the usual instruments and then pretend to operate. 2 years after this surgery, patients who underwent this sham surgery reported the same amount of relief from pain and swelling as those who had had the real operations. Interesting. The power of placebo. So in Venezuela, there were children with asthma. They were given a sniff of vanilla along with a squirt of medicine from a bronchodilator twice a day. Later, the vanilla odor alone increased their lung function 33% as much as did the bronchodilator alone, just by giving them vanilla. Their mind was programmed to believe that the vanilla was healing their lungs. There was a study carried out in Japan on 13 people who were extremely allergic to poison ivy. Each was rubbed on one arm with a harmless leaf, but were told it was poison ivy, and touched on the other arm with poison ivy and told it was harmless. All 13 broke out in rash where the harmless leaf contacted their skin. Only 2 reacted to the poison leaves. Placebos often work because people don't know they are getting one. But what happens if you know you are getting a placebo? So a study was done in 2014 by Dr. Kapchuk, and it was published in the Science Translational Medicine. So he tested how people reacted to migraine pain medication. One group took a migraine drug labeled with the drug's name. Another took a placebo labeled placebo, so they knew it was a placebo. And the third group took nothing. The researchers discovered that the placebo was 50% as effective as the real drug to reduce pain after the migraine headache. The researchers speculated that a driving force beyond this reaction was the simple act of taking the pill. People associate the ritual of taking medicine as a positive healing effect. Even if they know it's not medicine, the action itself can stimulate the brain into thinking the body is being healed. There was another study done in October 2016. This is published in PLOS Biology. What goes on in the brain during a placebo effect? Researchers used functional magnetic resonance imaging to scan the brains of people with chronic pain from knee osteoarthritis. Then everyone was given a placebo and another brain scan. The researchers noticed that those who felt pain relief had greater activity in the middle frontal gyrus brain region, which makes up about one-third of the frontal lobe. Dr. Haas explains how thoughts or beliefs influence the body. When someone is home alone at night and hears a noise, he or she may think someone is breaking in. Breathing speeds up, the heart rate increases in response to this threat. Then with the discovery that a spouse has come home, breathing and heart rate normalize. Dr. Haas reports on a recent clinical study conducted at the Benson Friedman at the Mind Body Medical Institute in Harvard. In this study, 60 to 90% of diseases such as angina, bronchial asthma, herpes, duodenal ulcers, when treated with placebo, showed beneficial results. This is 60 to 90%. They were just given a placebo. They made a huge difference. Other conditions in which placebos have been effective are anxiety, stress, warts, and ulcers. Placebos have been found to lower blood pressure and cholesterol and to improve reaction time, pulse rates, and immune system activity. Trials with young people using placebos and the drug Zoloft showed even greater results. While 69% improved with the drug, 59% improved with the placebo. I wanted to really impress upon everybody this evening the power of the mind in helping you to heal. So when we do TAFI, we also do this. I ask everyone that's involved in this course to put themselves in their shoes a year from now and visualize in their mind what their health will look like. So you have to know, a year from now, you would not even have cancer. Your health would be totally different. Then these people are asked to write a health statement. So I want to share some of their powerful health statements. Share some of them. Here we go. This is from Iona. The sky is blue. My body is full of vitality. My legs are strong and working in unison. My balance is at its optimal. Playing with the kids with no worries or cares. All legs and arm muscles move with ease. My swallowing is free and easy with no thought at all. My voice is strong. My head is clear. I only see positive and healthy roads ahead as I travel with my loved ones. Only supporting people come into my life. I am in charge of my health and know the direction I want to go. Joy, love, and compassion radiates from me onto others. I am grateful for each moment. I am committed to my health and for my desire to share my healthy lifestyle with others. And here's another one by Bill. My body is full of vitality, strong, flexible, at an optimal weight, all systems balanced and working in unison. I am active and energetic. My mind is clear, focused, and positive. I have perfect work and healthy relationships. Love, joy, and compassion radiate through me and onto others. I am mindful of and grateful for every moment, and I am committed to a healthy lifestyle with a desire for sharing with others. And that's from Bill. And I just want to say that at the time that Bill was doing Taffy, he was not able to remember his phone number. And he was overweight, and he was diagnosed with colon cancer. Given that he followed Taffy principles, his memory has come back. He has lost 50 pounds, and he is back to his health, the power of his vision statement. He wrote it down, and he worked at it, and he manifested it. Here's one from Sharon. I am at optimal health. I have a clear body and mind. My body, from the top of my head to the tips of my toes, from the inside out, looks great and is working perfectly. I have lots of love, hope, and generosity. I am enjoying life to the fullest with my wonderful husband and family. I see clearly in my mind Bill and I standing in front of my friends' Christmas tree, both healthy and happy, as we were 11 years ago saying our wedding vows. And here is one from Shauna. My body is full of energy and all systems are balanced and working in unison. I am active, energetic, and full of life. My mind is clear, focused, and my memory is at its optimum. Money flows into my life with ease and grace. I have perfect work and health, healthy, positive relationships. My eyes sparkle as love, joy, and compassion radiate through and onto others. The right people at the right time come into my life, always creating positive and a win-win relationships. I have an attitude of gratitude. I am mindful of and grateful for each minute. I am committed to a healthy lifestyle for the rest of my life and with a desire for sharing with others, and so it is. And Shauna was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she had done the conventional system where she had one breast removed. She had done chemotherapy, radiation. And 5 years down the road, the cancer came back. And so she realized that the chemo and radiation and whatever else she was doing just wasn't working. And so this is when she took on a healthy lifestyle using nutrition for therapeutic purposes. She was told she would never have any children. She probably wouldn't survive. She took this on. It took her a year. She got over her breast cancer. And that was the time that her husband and her decided to have children. She has two little boys. She nursed them on one breast. And that's from Shauna. So I wanted to share these little visions with you so that we start to understand that the power of the mind is very, very powerful in helping you to heal your body. And sometimes we're not aware of that. And so I wanted to bring this to your absolute awareness that you are created to heal. Your body is created to heal. So I want to move into some statistics. And I think we're in horrible trouble here in our society because we don't understand nutrition. We don't understand that it takes energy to heal. We don't understand that foods give us energy to heal. We've forgotten about that. I mean, it's just simple law of nature. It doesn't even have to be scientifically proven. It just is. It's interesting to find out that Canada has the highest incidence of gastrointestinal ulcers and inflammatory bowel disease in the world. And it's critical that your intestinal system, your digestive system, works so that you are able to get all the energy you need from the foods you are consuming. It's interesting to find out that colon cancer kills 1 out of 10 cancer victims. Also interesting to find out that today 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women are diagnosed with cancer. 100 years ago, the rate of cancer was very, very low. Today, 77% of people who are over 55 years old are diagnosed with cancer. They need to be on this call so that they understand therapeutic nutrition. They understand the laws of nature. So today, this talk is about addressing 5 pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And of course, I think the 6th pillar is psychological support. What this call does on Monday is to give you that confidence, that belief system that your body is created to heal if you put the right nutrients into your body. So in order to pursue this further, I think I want to start off with defining cancer. What is cancer? It's an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens and starts when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to an oxygen and nutritional deficiency, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation become mutated by a fungal infection. And I always take this definition apart. So for cancer to occur, several factors have to be in place. Number one, there is an injury. Cancer starts from an injury. We know that there are cancer cells replicating in your body. We have to know, and maybe we don't know, but we must come to know that cells in our body don't just randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They are replicating in attempt to repair an injury. And it's interesting, Dr. McDougall, who studied Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer, he said cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. They divide when there is a wound, and I quote, and they divide to repair the wound. They just don't randomly divide. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. So the stem cells in your body, and there's stem cells in every organ and gland of the body, the stem cells are like your little carpenters in your body. They are there to repair your lungs if they need repair, or your stomach, or your liver, or the uterus, whatever that may be. Those little carpenters are there to replicate healthy cells for you, to repair those injured areas. Well, just like any other carpenter, they need building blocks. They need nutrition. So in cancer, there is a nutritional deficiency. How can those poor little stem cell carpenters replicate healthy cells for you unless all the required nutrients are in place? And please don't tell me that you can get all the required nutrition you need just from the grocery foods you are buying. If that was true, we wouldn't have an epidemic of cancer. We're not getting enough nutrition. The stem cells have nothing to work with. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Those little stem cell carpenters need oxygen for the purpose or for the process of oxidation. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of cell replication cannot take place. So something is blocking the oxygen from getting to that injured area. And that is number four. For cancer to occur, there's toxicity in that injured area. There's an accumulation of toxic debris to the point that the lymphatic system is exhausted and can no longer clean that toxic debris out. And that toxic debris is causing inflammation in that injured area, thereby preventing oxygen from getting to the injured area, from getting to the stem cells. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. This toxic accumulation without the required oxygen, when the oxygen levels drop to below 35%, then bingo, this is when yeast and parasites and fungus becomes active. So then the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells and mutates the cells, and the end result is cancer. Let's pursue this further so you see the connection. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. How many of you know somebody with Parkinson's? When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. And I've worked with a man who had multiple sclerosis. And interestingly enough, he had been taking cholesterol-lowering drugs like Lipitor for 7 years. And think about what that happened to his to the fats in his brain and his body. Just think about that. It stripped that cholesterol, that Lipitor, stripped the fats from his brain, stripped the fats from the myelin sheath of the nervous system, and he ended up with a fungal infection that they call multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. So, the fact that cancer starts from an injury was well known and taught in medical universities 100 years ago. I have a documented medical textbook of general pathology right here in my office that was written by Dr. Ziegler, dated 1903, and this is what he said straight from his book, quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc. How come this simple knowledge of law of nature has been lost in 2018 when it was taught in 1903? Now, when I talk about injuries, I think we have to go beyond physical injuries. So physical injuries like a fall, an accident, a blow, scratches. But we have to start thinking where the physical injury in your body could have come from. A physical injury could come from an infected organ that ruptures and causes an injury, from exploratory surgeries. A kidney stone can injure the urethra. I've worked with a lady who had cancer in her kidney urethras, and she overcame it. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms, these are breast mammograms, cause injury to the breast. I have never had one, and I will never have one. It doesn't make sense to me. It does not follow the laws of nature. Biopsies cause injury. Radiation burns cause injury. Sunburns can cause injury. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Drugs of various kinds can poke holes in the gut, causing injury to the gut, which we call leaky gut syndrome. Our grains, present-day grains, contain anti-nutrients called lectins. They are known to poke holes in the gut membrane and cause leaky gut syndrome. glyphosates, which are found in all herbicides, and I understand it's found in Roundup, which they use in all grains so that the grains would ripen sooner. Glyphosates also cause leaky gut. Not only leaky gut, but I've also discovered it causes leaky brain. Might this be the cause of brain tumors? Injuries can also come because of a nutritional deficiency. When the cell membrane internally loses its integrity and can crack. So think about chapped lips, for instance. The skin can crack, and that's usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. Agricultural practices today have interfered with our plant's ability to pick up the raw elements from the earth. So think about those raw elements that are in the periodical table that we've learned in high school. They're found in the earth. Those plants pick up those raw elements from the earth, and they convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. Today, it's been scientifically documented that foods are so deficient in nutrients, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Let me give you some other statistics of the scientists that did this experiment. They went ahead and they tested 28 types of raw vegetables, 44 types of cooked vegetables, 17 types of fruits, 10 types of meats, poultries, and game. They did a nutrient analysis of all of these foods in 1941 and repeated nutrient analysis of the same types of foods in 1991 and compared the nutrient values. I'm going to share some of this with you. It's shocking. Carrots had 75% less magnesium, 48% less calcium, 46% less iron, 75% less copper. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Onions, 74% less calcium. Spinach, 60% less iron, 96% less copper. Watercress, 93% less copper. Potatoes, 30% less magnesium, 35% less calcium, 45% less iron, 47% less copper. All fruits, 27% less zinc. Apples and oranges, 67% less iron. I hope you get this picture. This is really incredible. No wonder we're having an epidemic of cancer, because we're all being injured from the deficiency of nutrients in all the foods that we're eating. You know, way back there in the 1860s, Antoine Bichamp stated the deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. Even one mineral. Bingo, waste matter starts to accumulate. And I'm pretty sure all of us know Dr. Linus Pauling. He's the father of vitamin C. In the 1970s, he said you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. If those stem cells don't have the minerals to repair an injured membrane, and there's an injured membrane, you can just start to see that a mineral deficiency can cause an injury to a membrane inside. The other problem we have is in our today's society is lack of omega-3. It is proven that omega-3, this is fats. This is fats that come from grass-fed meats. I think it was Dr. Keith Scott Mumby who said it is grass-fed meat that has the highest amount of omega-3 fatty acids. And lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen that get into the cells. So you can start to see if there's no oxygen getting into the cells, bingo, that can cause an injury to the cells. So there was a study done once with a breed of cats that were induced with cancer. and they were fed a high amount of omega-3 fatty acids and iron. The oxidation process was so rapid that the cancer cells were exploding, and the cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. This is powerful information. Dr. Halder Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Well, just think about this. There is an accumulation of toxic debris, and that toxic debris invites parasites. So think about, let's just do the example of a prostate. If there is an accumulation of candida, that's an invitation for parasites to come in and have a party. And you can see how those parasites can cause an injury to the prostate membrane, just like a worm eats through a leaf of a plant and injures and causes a hole in the leaf of that plant. Or a toxic accumulation of debris, waste debris, can invite viruses. We have been taught that cervical cancers are started by human papilloma virus. That virus is there because of a toxic overload in the cervix. It's not the virus that causes the problem. It's the toxic debris that invites the virus and causes the problem. Toxic debris can also invite infections. So think about hepatitis in the liver. There's an accumulation of toxic debris that will invite an infection to the liver, which can cause a serious injury. And I strongly suggest that all infections be addressed, not with the use of antibiotics, because antibiotics feed candida, but with the use of Nature Sunshine Cat's Claw combination in high doses. And I proudly announce to everyone on this call that I have not taken any of those antibiotics for over 35 years. I simply rely on Cat's Claw combination or Silver, Nature Sunshine Silver Guard whenever I have an infection of any kind. And I know Roman is on the call. Recently, he experienced a dog bite. Okay, as a matter of fact, I had two dog bite success stories in the last couple of weeks. Did he turn to using antibiotics? No, he didn't. He relied on Silver Guard, Cat's Claw. He took a lot of vitamin C. He took a lot of chlorophyll. And lo and behold, the swelling, the big serious swelling on his hand, went down in 3 days. By the fourth day, it was all cleared up. We've just lost this ability to think law of nature. What would nature do? Now, there was also a Swedish researcher, Dr. Ravensku. He found documented evidence that people with low cholesterol, I'm going to emphasize low, low cholesterol, were prone to infections and cancer. Whoa! What are we taught in our medical world? To take cholesterol-lowering drugs. Here is a researcher that documented that people who had low cholesterol were those people that were prone to infections and cancers. I want everybody here to know cholesterol is particularly important to bind toxic heavy metals. It has a purpose. No wonder they had cancers. There was nothing to bind toxic heavy metals that would cause injuries. No wonder they ended up with cancer. Several doctors, like Dr. Versendahl, who I've studied with personally, Dr. Simoncini, Dr. Lustig, they stated that cancer was caused by candida. And I absolutely know that. Every cancer person I have worked with has candida yeast in their body. Candida is a yeast infection. it is fed by sugars, starches, grains, pop, alcohol, all the fruit juices we're drinking, antibiotics, various drugs. Candida grows a tendril structure or a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, and that causes leaky gut syndrome. Candida also produces toxic estrogens. And whoever teaches you this, you know, how many women are told they have a estrogen overload, that's why they have breast cancer or uterine cancer? Or how many men are told that they have a testosterone overload or an estrogen overload, and that's why they have prostate cancer? It's candida that produces that xenoestrogens that feed the cancer. Interestingly enough, in a laboratory setting, cancer in lower animals is induced by estrogens. And those xenoestrogens that candida produces are known to destroy the function of the thyroid. The thyroid is critical for metabolism. Metabolism means how much energy are you getting from the food you are eating. The thyroid is also important for iodine sources, which is essential for radiation absorption. And those xenoestrogens are also known to scramble up all the hormones. And they're the misery behind PMS and menopause and infertility and all kinds of horrible things that happen because the hormones are all scrambled up. And those false estrogens from candida also weaken the collagen production of the membranes. And that's kind of like the glue to the membranes. And they weaken inherent weak membranes and tissues. I also want to talk about temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. The thyroid has a lot to do with body temperature. If your body is loaded with candida, it will slow down blood circulation. The body temperature drops. And boom, you are prone to cancer cell replication. Cancer grows in low body temperature. And that low body temperature can result in an injury. Why? It slows down blood circulation and the oxygen cannot reach the vulnerable areas. And lowered oxygen levels mean microbial invasion that can not only lead to cancer, but Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, heart attacks, depression, diabetes, and so on. The key is to take that body temperature first thing in the morning and work to raising the body temperature. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. In the 1950s, she was a laboratory scientist. She injected hamsters on which, I think it was polio vaccinations were grown. It was grown in a kidney mixture. She was vaccinating the hamsters with this culture. She discovered all the hamsters, not just one, all these hamsters got various tumors and cancers. She was horrified. She reported her finding to her colleagues, and she told them if they were to institute this vaccination program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer today as we speak. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. So think about sugar. We all know what it does to the teeth. It robs your minerals and calcium from the teeth. It causes cavities. We know that. What do you think it does to your internal organs? So back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger was watching rats in a sugar warehouse. All kinds of them were getting cancer. He said, well, this is interesting. He decided to take his observations and repeat this in a laboratory setting. He received a Nobel Prize because he was able to prove that sugar feeds cancer. Again, in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Dr. Cole proved that sugar in the cells can provoke cancers. He said sugar produces an enzyme that inhibits cancer cell apoptosis, that inhibits cancer cell death. We also know that injury can come from toxic heavy metals. These toxic heavy metals can be found in mercury fillings in our teeth, can be found in all vaccination shots, in all those childhood vaccination shots, all those, flu shots, shingles shots, pneumonia shots, this shot and the other shot, they all contain heavy metals. If you don't believe me, you can go to the pharmacist. Go to the pharmacy and ask them for the insert that shows you the ingredients to the vaccination or the flu shot that they're giving people. If I were you, I would take that insert and I would read it out loud in front of the pharmacist because they're not aware of the toxic heavy metals in all of those vaccinations. And these toxic heavy metals get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy that leads to inflammation. And that impedes blood circulation. And Dr. Hamer studied cancer quite extensively. And he stated that the injury from cancer can come from an emotion. Think about those strong emotions. Think about anger, hatred, unforgiveness. That can cause an overload of toxic acid. We've all experienced it. Those acids are in our solar plexus, like right down in the stomach area. That's why we can't eat, because there's an acid overload. Those acids can eat away at vulnerable membranes internally. So there's a saying that goes along with cancer. What's eating you? So this we must come to know, that cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal the injury. What happens when there's an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury. That current of injury triggers or sets up an ionic field that triggers the stem cells into action, those little carpenters. And the stem cells initiate the process of cell replication to repair the injury. And healthy cell replication by those stem cells requires those fundamental building blocks, the minerals, the vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on. They're looking for all the building blocks. If all the building blocks are present in abundance, the stem cells make healthy cells, the membrane that's injured becomes repaired, and the process of cell replication stops, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area goes to rest. However, in the case when even one building block is missing, there's missing minerals, missing oxygen, then healthy cell replication cannot take place, and that current of injury will continue. So we know that one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding our stem cells all the essential nutrients. I want to talk about inflammation and elimination. Inflammation, here we go. There's lots of different words for inflammation. Inflammation, let's talk about this. Inflammation to me is toxic debris, poison, side effects. Oh, that's a good one. Side effect from a drug. Oh, it's a side effect because it causes inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've already mentioned how candida, antibiotics, toxic heavy metals poke holes in the gut membrane, escape into the bloodstream. I've mentioned lectins that get in there from all those grains. And in the bloodstream, they make the blood sticky and heavy, which puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which blood flows. Such a weight on those capillary walls makes the little tiny holes in the walls dilate. Thereby, those toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida, and now because there's holes in the gut membrane, there's undigested food particles, they start to escape and start to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues of your organ. Now, the blood has blood plasma proteins that are there for the purpose of transporting water and nutrients and oxygen to all the cells and tissues. And they start escaping as well. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, a swelling of this toxic debris, trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, and water. That causes an irritation to the cells. So now we understand that inflammation is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all these toxins, these acidic toxins. Now the body is amazing. If you have a healthy lymphatic system, that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves that's adjacent to the neck area. That's where the lymphatic system meets the bloodstream. And the lymph, which is a salty, watery part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium, neutralize many of the toxins, and dump the rest out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Start to imagine what happens when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by debris from our use of drugs, vaccinations, mercury fillings in teeth, flu shots, toxic chemicals, acids from strong emotions and stress. Pretty soon, it starts to become overloaded and it will malfunction. So now you have this pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and all these toxins, and over time, it stagnates and leads to chronic inflammation where now nutrients and oxygen cannot reach the injured area. They can't get there. Again, it was Dr. Otto Warburg who said, when the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot take place. It can't happen. No oxygen. It can't happen. And he said, if there is now enough sugar in that injured area, oxidation will flip into fermentation. And the process of fermentation is fed by sugar. And this process of fermentation produces more ammonia, more acids, and this is now a perfect breeding ground for those parasites, microbes, bacteria, and fungus. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line, during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects or mutates the cells as they replicate. Bingo, here's a big aha moment. Genetic defects in cancer are not inherent. Don't ever believe it. That, oh, you poor person, you poor soul, you have an inherent weak or an inherent weakness in the breast for cancer. You can line up and get your breast cut off and we'll save you from having breast cancer. Genetic defects in cancer are not inherent birth defects. That genetic mutation happens when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects or mutates the cells. So what you have is a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And that current of injury continues with a continued replication of mutated cells, and we give it a name. It's called cancer. Now that we understand this, we can reverse the whole process. Number one, stop feeding the cancer. Eliminate all those sugars, the grains, starches, because starches convert to sugar, the yeast products, the pop, the alcohol, maple syrup, honey, just don't have any of that. Number two, we got to repair the injury. We have to eat the right foods, the grass-fed meats, fish, eggs and various vegetables, salads, walnuts, seeds, and all those various berries. But even if you're doing that, you need to have superfoods. You can't eat 10 tomatoes and 20 apples and 10 oranges. You need to resort to superfoods. This is where Nature Sunshine superfoods come into play. We make a smoothie, and you can have 2 or 3 a day. What do we put in the smoothie? Bingo, number one, Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing minerals and tonic herbs. We use Collatrim Plus, the bioavailable amino acids, and the collagen that Candida destroys. This is bioavailable. You don't even have to digest it. And we use chlorophyll or Green Zone for all those phytonutrients. And we put in flax hull lignans that are known. The lignans from flax hull lignans are known scientifically to bind and clean out toxic xenoestrogens that Candida produces. If I had cancer, which I'm never going to have, I would just do 4 scoops a day. And we put Solstic Energy and water and berries or ice of your choice. You don't need to juice. And what's the point of juicing? You don't know how much nutrients is in the apples, carrots, and spinach and everything else you're juicing. It's just not enough. You can resort to a very economical superfood smoothie. Then it's important to take some Super Omega 3. And we have Super Omega 3, we have Super Oil, we have flaxseed oil, any of those to make the cells pliable and oxygen moves in, toxins move out. You can take extra vitamin D3. And why do we need vitamin D3, which is your sunshine vitamin? Is because today, our present-day grains, which we are eating a lot of, have these toxic phytates in them that pull out the vitamin D3 and pull out many of the minerals. So we stop eating the grains and we add the vitamin D3. Then we work on cleaning the blood up to stop the inflammation. I've mentioned flax hull lignans. We drink lots of chlorophyll, which is known to clean a lot of debris out of the bloodstream and to add oxygen to the bloodstream. Colostrum on an empty stomach goes into the bloodstream and binds and cleans out toxic lectins from grains. Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach goes into the bloodstream and digests undigested food particles, breaks up the outer protein coating of the cancer cells. And I love cat's claw combination. Woohoo for cat's claw, because it is an incredible herbal combination to open up that lymphatic system so all those toxins can start draining through the natural elimination channels. And many times you may need to have a consultation so that you can find out where your inflammation is coming from. It's not a matter of just cleaning it out, but finding out where it's coming from. And then we want to increase body temperature, increase circulation. This is where we do the oral chelation program, heavy metal detox to clean out lead, iron, mercury, metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides. And when we do that, the blood circulation starts to increase, the oxygen starts to flow, the nutrients start to flow. Dr. Jernigan said this, cells degenerate and die in direct proportion to the depletion of oxygen. This is the critical part of cleaning that blood out. You clean the blood out and the body temperature starts to go up. We activate all the elimination channels. We make sure the kidneys are flushing, the bowels are moving, the liver is detoxifying. And we can use, I like to use LBS2 or body detox or one day kidney flush. And we address cancer infection by using antifungal herbs such as papa, but we also have podarco. Now we have Easyac tea, we call it ET. Papa was grown in, it comes from eastern United States. The twigs are picked in May, and I think the leaves are too. They're pulverized, and an active ingredient called acetogenins is extracted and put into little capsules called papa. Papa was studied by Dr. McLaughlin for over 20 years. This is what he said. He is the scientist that documented this. He found papa to be almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. 1 million times. Because papa inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells. It cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. It causes cancer cell apoptosis. And we increase stem cell production. Astragalus is the herb that increases stem cell production in the bloodstream. It's found in cat's claw. It's found in mineral chi tonic. And you can buy astragalus in capsules. Or using Silver Guard. Dr. Becker did research on silver. He said, silver in its nanoparticle form can produce healthy stem cells in the bloodstream. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has sold over 5,000 copies. And that was about a couple of years ago. I lost count. Because there are, I think, almost 60 success stories in that book, and we have a whole lot more, for people who have decided to take responsibility for the health of their own bodies and used nutrition therapeutically to heal their own cancers. They are pioneers in this world because this is a movement, a transformational movement. We are about transforming the health of nations, one person at a time. I'm going to just close this and we'll open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second.